Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use continues now. This is the broadcast for August 26th of the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our 2 of 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We believe the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by the founders, brilliant, and the solution to the problems we face. A good, honest, moral people using the checks and balances can restore America. See, that's the difference. We have a unique system different from everybody else. We can restore the country. We can make a difference. All right, welcome to the broadcast. Hopefully you'll be part of the solution as well. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Now, Kurt, I want to tell you a story. Well, I want you to tell me a story, I guess I should say, about an animal rights activist and a duck and a woman and a... What?
Well, all right. An animal rights activist, a duck, and a woman. That does seem like an interesting combination. As I look back, I'm just trying to... there it is. All right.
It's the weirdest story ever, man.
It's Dateline Madrid, Madrid, Spain. And I guess they say an animal rights activist was beaten with a duck by a Spanish woman that was defending one of the country's most bizarre and controversial festival traditions. I guess the man was whacked with the bird while he filmed the annual duck chase in a place called the Catalonian seaside town of Roses, where every August, I guess, ducks are thrown into the Mediterranean and then caught and brought back to the shore by swimmers. The guy was there to kind of say, hey, you know, don't be hurting the ducks. And the footage shows this young woman wearing a white bathing suit, and she attacks the man with a duck, holding it by the legs as she repeatedly lashes him with it. As the attack goes on, animal rights activists gathered on the shore that can be heard chanting, "You would not do that to your dog." And then the police removed him. I guess every year they say since 1918, I don't know what started this, but anyway, about 50 ducks are thrown into the sea in the town north of Barcelona, with the swimmers then racing and to catch them and bringing them to shore however they can. I guess they say after the recent incident, the town's mayor is mulling the idea of putting an end to the duck chase.
Abuse me, abuse me more. You're being recorded, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Previously, Kurt, they even used a live goose for this stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Geese have been involved. There you go. Animal rights folks to the rescue. I mean, I've even got a PETA cap, Sam. Of course, my PETA, P-E-T-A, stands for People for Eating of Tasty Animals.
But, Kurt, how dare you mock such a serious situation here? Now, do you like sauerkraut, Kurt? Because if you do, buddy. Cops arrest Florida man, 40 years old, for, I guess, they call this sauerkraut battery, Kurt.
Yeah, now, I don't understand that, but the guy's... I guess they say he smashed a plate of sauerkraut into the face of his girlfriend. This was during a not so agreeable moment. They call it an argument at the Ramada Inn there down in Sarasota, Florida. The guy and they say 36-year-old victim, that got hit by the sauerkraut plate. They met online, and they've been together off and on for about 10 months, according to the police, following the sauerkraut assault. I've never really heard of a sauerkraut assault in my life that I can remember. The guy allegedly shoved the victim against the wall and then later grabbed the woman's glasses off her face, resulting in a minor injury. I don't know if it was injury from the sauerkraut or the grabbing the glasses. The guy was arrested on a misdemeanor domestic battery charge and booked into the county jail. He was released on a $500 bond and, you know, probably a promise to never touch sauerkraut again. But anyway, I guess he manages a Sarasota restaurant.
I bet he doesn't anymore, Kurt.
Yeah, probably doesn't sell sauerkraut. But anyway, bottom line is, some real criminal activity going on there in Sarasota, Florida. Sauerkraut battery.
Cops arrest Florida man, Matthew Burnett, 40 years old, for sauerkraut battery on girlfriend. Now, I'm telling you right now, that's something that Joe Biden ought to get involved in for his presidential campaign. He could just be like, hey, quit abusing women.
Yeah.
Send them to me. Ha, ha. All right, now it's just crazy stuff going on. But what I don't understand, though, a sauerkraut attack?
Yep.
He was arrested on a misdemeanor charge and booked into the county jail, Kurt.
Yeah, that's a good point.
There's just weird stuff everywhere, man. All right, any other tidbits? I know you got to fly. Kurt's got to take off to some business meetings. But anything else quick before we let you roll?
Looks like Trump and Jorge Ramos, you know, it's almost like the same, the big Univision star, you know, they had their, battle back and forth. So this will give Trump a lot more coverage, the same thing as the Megyn Kelly thing.
And I guess the Trumpster Univision kicked George out and then said, go back to Univision and the battle's on, huh?
Yeah, so it's all it does is really, you know, it just gives them more coverage, and, you know, it's just exactly what both of them want.
All right, there you have it. All right, thanks, Kurt. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Tom DeWeese joins the broadcast. Hi, Tom.
Good morning.
We're in a world where animals are more important than people, sir.
Yes, we are. I just saw this morning that PETA's latest charge is that cowbells on cows must go. They are cruelty. So that's the
cowbells on the cows.
What? That's cruelty. So they must go.
Why?
Yeah. They say the bell drives the cow mad.
I think the cow likes the bell.
Yeah, it's the beginning of mad cow disease, I guess. But they say to put a GPS on the cow instead now. So. Yeah, just one more thing to just give farmers grief while they're trying to do their job.
I'm looking up cowbell in the news right now.
Yeah, I just saw it listed on Facebook a little while ago. A friend of mine is a major opponent of PETA, so she lists all kinds of good things like that.
Who does this?
It's a lady, it's a friend of mine who's on Facebook who's actually written a couple books about animal rights crazies and so forth.
Yeah, cows would probably prefer less cowbell, new study finds.
Yeah, well, new study. I love this, new study. It was probably a news release from PETA. That's what they call a new study. And they make this stuff up on a daily basis and then put it out as a new release or a new study.
Now, don't they use the cowbell in rock and roll tunes oftentimes when they start a song?
I was at a club Friday night, and the guy was playing excellent cowbell, and I told him we needed more. So, yeah.
See, well, look at you. We knew you were abusive from the start.
That's right.
Now, let me understand this, then. Cows don't like the cowbell, but humans love it.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. We find it as a major source of enjoyment. Yeah.
Now, I guess the debate is more cowbell or less. There's serious debate all over the internet about this. I kid you not. CNBC's even talking about it now.
There you go. See? One news release from PETA, and you've got yourself the issue of the day.
Now, PETA says there's no such thing as humane meat, sir.
That's right. No such thing.
Yeah. Now, Fox News just reported calls for a cowbell ban in Switzerland.
Wow, it's growing internationally.
Yeah, dude, this is
a
serious, man.
Major issue for our day. I mean, it's not about people being beheaded in the Middle East.
No, dude, you don't worry about that. You ignore the sex trafficking too.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, anything that. But those are humans. I mean, you know, who cares about the humans? We got to save the cows from their bells.
I hear that, and especially when people are getting beat up with sauerkraut and stuff. I mean, come on.
Well, you know, you just gotta ban sauerkraut, I think, at this point.
Yeah, they say this. The headline from Fox News, this is real, says this. Calls for a cowbell ban in Switzerland could mean an end to tinkling bovines. I kid you not, published September 26th. This is not a joke. FoxNews.com. These people are off their rockers, Tom. It's just, I mean, it's on one hand, you got to laugh. On the other hand, it's not even funny. All right, Tom DeWeese with us, ladies and gentlemen. AmericanPolicy.org. And we're going to talk all kinds about all kinds of things. Just hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. And do not listen to cowbells.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Tom DeWeese is with me, ladies and gentlemen. And I've been reading this story here from Fox News. It's about these cowbells. And I know we're beating this topic to death a little bit, except for we are trying to demonstrate the absurd by being absurd a little bit. But these people are not joking. These people are taking this seriously. And the headline says, call for a cowbell ban in Switzerland could mean the end of tinkling bovines, Fox News. I kid you not. Now, when you read the story, Tom, they say the problem with these cowbells is they've done some studies and it can drive the cow mad. You're right about that. But they also say the problem is it could hurt the cow's hearing, sir.
And if you hurt their hearing, then that'll affect their ability to sing.
Now you're talking. Darn right. Now, here's what I don't understand, though. cowbells aren't really even that loud, are they?
It just is hanging on his neck, and as he walks, it tinkles. It's so you know where the cow is. That's what, you know, so the farmer could find his cows if they'd wander off in the woods or something.
Well, what about that? Don't they have that bell on Wall Street, too?
They have bells everywhere.
Come on. Just think about cowbells.
Think about it, Sam, that somebody in the middle of PETA is sitting at their desk coming up with what's the issue for today. You know, that maybe they were on a farm over the weekend or something, and they make this stuff up day in and day out and put it out as a new study.
Wow. I just don't know what to think about it. But rock and roll has cowbell all through it. Do you think that the cows are listening to tunes?
Well, they do say that rock and roll hurts our hearing. So, you know, maybe it's the cowbells that's doing it.
So. Yeah. All right. Anyway, I just find this just beyond the pale. But do you think that they're going to, and here's the question, Tom. You know, this all relates to Agenda 21. It relates to, you know, promoting animals above humans in terms of their value. It's this perverted idea that you and I shouldn't be able to exist on the land. But you know what? You got to have open wilderness. You got to let in the wilds of nature just take back over or be re-entrenched. And it all comes down to, do you think at some point they're going to go so far, they're just so absurd that no one in their right mind even gives them any credence at all? Are they going to go that far? They're about there, aren't they?
Well, I think they've been there for a while, and yet more and more people keep listening to them. And the dumbing down of the American people is beyond belief, that their inability to look at something and say, that's garbage. But they just keep pounding this stuff on us day in and day out. But if you look down at their statements that they will make, that man is the cancer of the earth, and if man would go away, if there was no man, then the rest of nature would have a chance. That's almost a direct quote from one of these guys, and that's what they believe. And I keep saying, okay, fine, if you believe that, get rid of you. We'll all be happier. You know, you go first. Let's see what, you know, put your money where your mouth is.
Now, here's what's fascinating. Blue Oyster Cult, you know, they have that song, Don't Fear the Reaper, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they're adding more cowbell to it, sir.
Are they?
I'm just telling you right now. Yeah. They just feel like we got to have that, you know. And the Rolling Stones, what's that Honky Tonk Women, they start out with that cowbell, don't they?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I think what we got to do is ban all rock bands, too.
I'm impressed by your knowledge, Sam.
Hey, man, you and I got that in common. We like that old rock and roll tunes, brother.
That's right.
We like that disco stuff, too. I'm not really a dancer, but I love those sounds and stuff, you know.
Yeah, I do. You know I have a full disco in my basement.
I know you do. Yeah, that's why I'm talking about it. It's fantastic. But they don't want you to have that, though. You're not allowed to have that in America. Your footprint's too big when you have those disco balls, right?
Well, yeah. The electricity is just unbelievable when I crank that sucker up. So,
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So what do we do then? This environmental battle goes on. They get more and more absurd every second. We've demonstrated it with Kurt's stories, and now the ringing of the bell that you brought to the table. And I'm just telling you right now, what do we do about this, and how do we expose them for what they are? I mean, I almost think we ought to have cowbell rallies now.
That would be a great idea.
Just imagine if everybody get out there with their cowbells and stuff like that. And
just make a deafening roar.
You could have rock and roll, concerts at the same time. And
well, this might be a great way to finally get the some of the rockers on our side with these things. They all tend to kind of go to the left. And if we tell them they can't have their cowbells anymore, then maybe they'll wake up.
Well, what if we could set the cowbell ringing record and go in the Guinness Book of World Records and stuff like that? Just imagine if you got a million Americans ringing cowbells in D.C. See, I'm telling you,
we could drive the congressman mad.
Now you're talking, see?
Yeah, well, it's already there, so.
Because, hey, you know what? I guess the current Guinness Book of World Records, 640 cowbell ringers in concert, or in... It was set. We could beat that easy, buddy.
Yeah, we could.
You want to go for cowbell ringing records?
Let's go. Let's get a rally going in D.C. right around the Capitol building and, see if
we can drive. I'm serious. The Detroit Free Press is even talking about the cowbell ringing records. I kid you not.
Cowbell's a major subject, isn't it?
Yeah, this is serious. They call it an ear-ringing record, the Detroit News says. Yeah, and Saturday Night Live even does a cowbell skit, sir.
Oh, that's where it comes from. That was a fantastic skit.
I know this sounds like a goofy segment of radio, but I'm telling you, this is real because now they're taking something that people, they're talking about even cowbell penalties.
What?
Yeah.
What is a cowbell penalty?
Well, what if you have too many cowbells? We could start selling cowbell wind chimes. What do you think?
Yeah. Very creative.
Yeah, they're calling it the cowbell yell, buddy.
Boy, your neighbors would have a reason then to go complain against you.
Yeah.
Every morning the cowbell chimes go off.
Can you buy cowbells on Amazon?
I'm sure you can.
You could have Cowbell Prime bring it to you.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, this is just weird stuff, man. But really, how are we going to translate this into reality to educate people on what's really happening? There's got to be a unique, funny way, but yet serious, to bring this to the attention of Americans to understand these people are absolutely psychotic. And at first hand, you laugh at them and say, this can't be serious. But these people have tremendous money and tremendous power, tremendous influence, Tom.
Well, they do. And it's the money that drives it, obviously. These massive grants coming out of our pocket, first of all. But you got also these major foundations like the Fords and the Rockefellers and all that. And so, you know, they do drive it. And one of the ways that this is done, you've got an organization called the Environmental Grant Makers Association, for example, who have millions and, well, billions probably of dollars by now. And if they want to stop something, if they decide somebody wants to build a hospital somewhere or an airport, which is, and this is a real example of LAX Airport, where they need new runways, and they don't want that to happen, then they will find some suckerfish, gnat, tsetse fly, something somewhere, and they will put $1 million in, and they will create an organization to save the fly. And, a new study shows that this is endangered, which is just their news release. And that's what they do. And suddenly they've got where there was never a question whatsoever, suddenly now you've got an issue, just like we're talking about. This is how it's done in order to stop whatever it is they want to stop. That's what it's about.
What about not I said the fly, though? I mean, you're telling me that, what are we going to do now, preserve the fly?
Yeah, they have all kinds of different flies, and some of them apparently are endangered if you build a runway over the top of their habitat.
I'm telling you right now, if we can get rid of flies, wouldn't that be fantastic?
Yes, I do it every day when I can.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Tom is committing murder on the flies. AmericanPolicy.org if you want to really get caught up on what's happening with Agenda 21 and how we can successfully beat them at their game, huh?
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0-degree sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold 2 adults and 1 child or 4 young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Large cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. and it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season, like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to take off the gloves, quit playing around about cowbells, even though that hammers home the point big time. I got an email from Tom DeWeese, and it started out and said, Dear Sam, today I took just a few minutes for a look back over old issues of my newsletter, The DeWeese Report. And Tom DeWeese kind of looks back at some things, but this is really critical stuff. Because it shows who we are, what we've been doing. I met Tom DeWeese back in those days. And it's fascinating. He came to Utah. We talked to somebody who was helping us with some funding. We met there. We've been friends and been working together on all kinds of projects ever since. But the headline from 1995 that you first saw as you looked back, basically, what, on the 20-year anniversary, if you will. The wolves are in the schoolhouse, and they're devouring your children, Tom. When you think about that, it's pretty prophetic almost, isn't it? It's scary.
Well, that's what I saw as I was looking back at my older newsletters, that the stuff we were talking about before anybody else was, and the whole technology-driven, the idea that they were selling in the schools at the time was, we're going to have computers that have programs in there that are personalized for your child. And the idea is, that, you know, the way people took it, the parents took it, is my child's behind in class, and this will help them catch up. And that's the way they sold it. But as we got to looking at it over the next few years, what we found was these computer programs were designed to change the attitudes, values, and beliefs of your child. And once they started to answer the questions the way they wanted you to, then you were improving. Now you're up with the other children. That's what it was really about. It was about indoctrination, and has been ever since. And that's what we were talking about clear back then.
Now, it's fascinating because you've been reporting, and oftentimes you report headlines that don't seem to relate. But then when you really read the article and understand, they all relate back to this land grab by the globalists. You say, my reports on the federal land grabs were the first to reveal the violent underbelly of government policy. Eventually, those policies led to the standoff between federal agents and citizens at the Bundy Ranch in Nevada. I wrote about how banks were using your account information to profile you and provided that information to huge government databanks. I was first right about the North American Union. It goes on and on. Of course, my pages have been filed with every single detail about Agenda 21. And now what we're talking about, really, is this issue with the Southern Poverty Law Center. Because what they've done, and I mentioned this before, at first you were attacked on the little things. It first started with a congressman that didn't want you in his office. Then after a while, it was like whenever you went to Capitol Hill and said, I'm the author of the Deweese Report, they went, whoa, we know who you are. And now they're basically pulling out all stops to try to stop you because we are getting to them. We are proving that their camp is in absolute disarray. We're proving that they lied, manipulated, and now you know what? It's coming to critical mass. People are discovering that they've been schnookered. And so they want to try to discredit us. It's time to celebrate a 20-year anniversary of the work we've done, Tom. And when I say we, I mean, I'm part of it in a way. There's a lot of people involved. I'm not trying to take credit where credit's not due, but I am trying to say, you know what? There's been a lot of us who have helped this cause and worked together, and they're attacking all of us with reckless abandon now, aren't they?
Well, I think they're terrified of us. You know, that's the real problem, because we have begun to succeed in some ways. You ask about how do we get people to see all this, and we are. And people are standing up all over the country and questioning these things and protesting, and in some cases we're beginning to stop them. And so, yeah, they're terrified of us. Even though we're this tiny little ragtag band, we don't have the billions of dollars behind us. If we did, we could probably stop them. But, you know, they're still terrified of us. And a couple of things that I've learned in the last few weeks. One, I may have mentioned to you before, a friend of mine was talking to the head of ICLEI USA, the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, one of the main groups pushing this stuff, and he was tweaking him, and he just said, what do you think about all these people protesting what you're doing? And the guy looks at him and says, we're terrified. We can't get any new cities to join us. They've made us political poison. We don't know what to do about these guys. So, you know, I heard that. 2 weeks ago, I was in Traverse City, Michigan, speaking, and one of the gentlemen who was a host of the group I was speaking to is also on a planning commission. He's gotten there so he can stop some of this stuff. Well, by being on the planning commission, he's automatically a member of the American Planning Association, and he went to a state meeting of the Michigan Planning Association, and the head of that group is standing at the podium, and he's talking about the protests that they're experiencing against them, and the guy says, my research shows this all rolls back to one guy, this Tom DeWeese.
Truth is, there's more than one guy, Tom, involved. Several people have helped. Henry Lamb was big in his day. He's now passed away. Our prayers are with him and his family. There's other people that have helped. You know, there's people that have funded things. There's people that have participated. But really, there's very few of us that are really involved and working together and making this difference. And they're starting to realize it.
Yeah. But we're being effective. The thing is that now we've got hundreds of people who are starting to speak out on Agenda 21. Every day I get something in email or something, people saying, I'm speaking such and such town somewhere, and they're new people I haven't even heard of many times. But they're out there, they're researching it, they're talking about it. I've met some magnificent activists across the country who have taken materials and created training seminars and so forth. It's just amazing, and it is having an effect. You know, we had those Freedom 21 conferences, we did 10 of them, and we kind of joked several times that we had the same 100 people every year, and we said, hey, it's old home week, good to see you. But what we didn't, I don't think we even really grasped how we were putting the roots down at that time, and we were training people, and those 100 people are the main people across the country today who are speaking on it, and then we expanded it, and we have more. So, you know, that's how we started it and got it done. And, of course, that was Henry Lamb's effort.
All right, I want to bring up some other headlines. We talked about the one about the government schools. The wolves are in the schoolhouse, and they're devouring your children. There's no doubt about it. The next one that you wrote back in 95, Environmental Agenda, Driving America into a New Dark Ages. That's really what we're doing when we control the land, because they're going to basically kick us all out of the land. They're going to move us all in these high-rise, controlled, manipulated, tracked, grid-like buildings. And then they're going to basically let everything else go back to wilderness idea, right?
Yeah, what the term they use is rewilding. And, of course, the Wildlands Project was part of the whole Agenda 21 thing. It became the Biodiversity Treaty. And what they are advocating is 50% of all the land in the United States be rewilded back to the way it was before Christopher Columbus stepped foot here. So no human activity whatsoever there. We're not talking about just living in a rural area. They're destroying rural areas. They're taking small farmers and destroying them, making it very difficult for them to exist. And these conservation easements that we hear about, they sell it to the farmer as your farmland will always be farmland. Let us buy your development rights so no evil corporation can come and take it. You know what? No evil corporation can come and take it anyway if you don't want to sell it to them, unless government says we're going to use eminent domain and let that corporation do it. So, you know, if it's your property and you're you don't want to sell it, you don't have to. But they make up this whole big thing about evil sprawl and all that, and somebody might come and take your farm, only if government lets them do it. And that's what we got to fight.
And the government gun of force is dangerous indeed. Now, here's what's fascinating. I look at those two headlines, and I say they're more valid today than when you wrote them 20 years ago, sir. Not that they weren't valid then, but they're even more valid today, aren't they?
Well, what we were reporting on was we were looking at their plans. We were interpreting what they were saying. What will that mean? Extrapolate it out. And we were saying it way ahead of time. And, now you're seeing the reality of it. They meant it. What they say in all these things, they mean to do. And their response when we do this early on like that is, oh, come on, nobody will do that. That's crazy. But yes, they do.
Well, what happened is then it was an abstract national idea. Now it's in your city, my friends, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And here's the interesting thing that's about to happen in the month of September. They're having yet another UN meeting in New York City, and they are rebooting Agenda 21. They're going to now call it Agenda 20 or 2030 Agenda is what they're going to call it. They've got 17 points of what they intend to do, and nothing really new here. It's
all right. Hold on. We'll talk about the points. We'll talk about the general ideas. I've also got some of the most recent headlines from the Deweese Report. AmericanPolicy.org, ladies and gentlemen, get involved today. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
I think in simple terms, this thing's called United Nations Sustainable Development Summit 2015. Tom DeWeese with us, AmericanPolicy.org, the preeminent scholar on these issues and how we can protect life, liberty, and property. It says, transforming our world to the 2030 agenda for sustainable development, Tom. That's what they're calling it, right? It's happened September, 25th to the 27th, says the United Nations?
Yes, yeah. And, you know, transforming our world. There you are. You know, that's they're saying exactly what they intend to do. And, you know, the interesting thing about this is they got these 17 points. Well, in 2000, they had the Millennium Summit, and then from that, they created the Millennium Project. The Millennium Project had 8 goals that they were going to achieve by 2015, and here we are in 2015. Every single one of those goals is an absolute failure. They did not achieve any of them. Mostly, it was about eradicating extreme hunger and poverty, achieve universal primary education. Well, they kind of achieved that one, although it's not education.
Well, and one of your more recent headlines, speaking of poverty, is called Poverty, the Compassion Cartel. In other words, they use this poverty idea. They appeal to your emotions on compassion, but what they really do is rob you of your land, right?
They rob you of your land. They get you to put your money into whether it's taxes or even voluntary contributions. In a lot of ways, the Compassion Cartel is all about they sell you this whole thing about how these people are suffering, and their only answer is a Band-Aid. They just put money and food in their mouths, and tomorrow they need some more, and it just goes on and on. Well, they keep taxing you for this, and eventually you may end up on that line, and you get lifelong bread lines. But they do nothing. There is nothing in any of these plans to actually create a way that these people get off the food lines. They want you there. They keep you there, and they get all kinds of money. Their power grows. And we have more poor people now than we did in 2000. But here they are now. That was a complete failure. Now, what's the UN do? What is their answer to all this? We put a new 15-year plan together to 2030, and now we have 17 goals instead of 8. So that, you know, that's the natural growth of things, and most of them are exactly the same goals that didn't work in the last 15 years. So now we're going to have a new 15-year plan, and we're going to have more goals.
But they always have new terms forward the agenda as well. The latest one, or one of the latest ones, says this: conservation easements and the urge to rule. What they want to do is they always want to have some designation for the land, which really has all kinds of behind-the-scenes regulations or guidelines of how it can be used, how it can't, by who, for what. And every time they're linchpins issues, meaning that they, let's say you have an easement. Well, that controls all the land around that easement too, by the way, just so you know. And it goes on and on and on, right?
Yeah. You have these land trusts, private organizations that set up these conservation easements. And they, as I said before, they focus in on farmers. I've never met a farmer in my life who didn't want to keep farming. And yeah, they're afraid. There's all kind of process. You know, there's all kind of taxes. There's all kinds of international programs, other kind of things that hurt the local farmer. They aren't addressing that. But they're saying, well, you know, you're playing on your fear that you're going to lose your farm. And so you sign a conservation easement in perpetuity, forever. And you can't get out of these things. Once you've done that, and over time they begin to realize that now this land trust, it may not be the same land trust. They can trade these things back and forth, buy them and sell them. They're a commodity to the land trust, your conservation easement. Now you may, who knows who's going to end up controlling your land, and they're telling you what you can, what kind of products you can grow. They're telling you how you can grow them or if you can at all. The whole point of this is,
and if you get too belligerent, they'll pay you not to grow so you can go on vacation.
Yeah, right. Well, they don't really do that.
In Idaho and other places, they have all kinds of ways you can get money not to grow crops, for example.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, and of course, the other part of this is that if you're getting tax credits on your property, then that means there's less money coming into the county. That means that the rest of the people in the county have to make up for that. So your taxes go up while, in the county I live in, more than a third of this county is now in conservation easements, and they keep pushing for more. But what it really ends up being is the farms do eventually disappear, and that land becomes open land, and it's one of the things that they use to implement the Wildlands Project and make land more rural and inaccessible.
And they let the race card go to everything. You've even got your headline: environmental racism, Tom.
Yeah. One of the things they talk about is environmental justice, and supposedly that they're going to make things by controlling the environment, they're going to make things better for the poor. The fact of the matter is, smart growth, which is what they use in the cities, is very much damaging to people of low income. One of the greatest way to end poverty and to bring people off the breadlines and bring them out of their poverty is private property ownership. And this is the way the United States became one of the wealthiest nations so quickly, and our standard of living grew so quickly over other nations. Other nations don't allow private property ownership, and now with sustainable development with Agenda 21, more and more programs are destroying private property. Smart growth is one.
And they never say that they want to assault private property. They want you to believe that private property is still part of the American dream, the American hope. The only reality is that there's less and less and less private property to be had, and so more of us fight over less land all the time without really realizing it, right?
At this very moment, Seattle, Washington, a smart growth city that has locked away land all the way around the city so that you can't grow, you can only go up. Well, when that happens, the density gets so high because the population continues to grow that now they are moving to ban single-family homes because there's no room for them. They're going to have to put apartment buildings there instead. And what you're finding is fewer and fewer people are able to afford private property, even if it is offered to them, if it's available, and so they're renting. And so now you have a population of people who have no stake in anything, who have no means to build their wealth as we did all these years through equity in our homes.
They also have no legacy or inheritance to pass to their children either.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah.
And all right. Well, while you and I are absolutely laying out the truth, calling them on every issue, exposing the truth to the American people so they can see it, and Americans are getting together in droves across the country and stopping it. Now they got to go ahead and try and shoot the messenger with the Southern Poverty Law Center. That's their real biggest aim now. And there's also some other Western groups that just issued a report on all of us. I'll have to forward that to you too, Tom, that you'll find fascinating. It's a takeout piece, to say the least. But they're basically now saying we cannot win this battle unless we assault or shoot the messenger, right?
Yeah, they spotlight on what they're doing is their worst enemy. And, of course, that's what we're doing. And so they have made it their mission to ridicule us and discredit us. And so immediately, when you go into a meeting with an elected official or something, you mention Agenda 21, you get the roll of the eyes and the, you know, what you don't see is standing behind these elected officials are these non-governmental organizations like Southern Poverty Law Center, like the American Planning Association, Sierra Club, all these groups, telling them, don't listen to them, the guy's nuts. And so they just reject us and, you know, keep putting these programs in place. And that's done by design in order to discredit us, and so we have no standing. But the funny thing is, it's not really working. And we're getting stronger every day because things we predicted, as you're showing there, 20 years ago, predicting these things, now they're becoming reality. People are saying, that happened to me. And now they read our stuff and they say, oh, that's what it is. And they're beginning to turn around. And you know, so it's not working.
What is working is we are exposing them. And what is working is the American people are waking up. What is working is people are getting involved. People are seeing the truth for what it is. We're taking the debate down to the city level. We're getting more and more educated Americans who know how to avoid the polarizing issues so that it goes off the rails. We bring in common sense arguments that really change the game, and they don't know how to cope with it. And the local officials start to see what's going on when you know how to bring it up properly and you watch these people squirm and watch their faces. They literally melt down and show their hand quickly, don't they?
They do. And here's the interesting thing I find about this thing coming up in September. Imagine if it were 1992 all over again, when the Earth Summit was held and Agenda 21 was introduced, and we all understood then what we know now. Well, guess what? We do. It's coming up next month, 2030. We do know what they're up to, and this is going to help us fight it.
Now, here's the question. Will enough of us be there to cover this thing?
Well, we don't have to be. There are going to be good groups to cover it, but we're going to do it whether we're there or not. I actually have to be in Wisconsin, unfortunately, at the time. But we're going to get it. We're going to push on it real hard.
All right. I just emailed you this hit piece that I was telling you about. Okay. They're taking on the CSPOA. They're taking on all kinds of people relating to lands. And all, anyway, I'll brief you on it. It's crazy. We've got to start to stand together. And we might need to file some lawsuits, etc., Tom.
Sounds good to me.
All right, my friend. Godspeed. Thanks so much. AmericanPolicy.org. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get the Tom DeWeese report and more, check it out. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
All right, get involved. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.